Welcome. You must be here for the CBT session. My name is Dr. Crush, and I'm glad to make your acquaintance. And, my, I haven't seen such an attractive face like yours here before. This must be your first visit here today from your composure. Is that correct? Perfect. I'm so glad you could make it today. May I ask then, what brings you here? How did you hear of my practice? From a friend. He told you you could get CBT here. Oh, yes, I know him. He's one of our regulars here. Can never see the backside of him. Very pleasant guy to be around. So you have a great friend already. Acquaintance, of course. Shall we get you started then? I can take you right away. My room is right this way, just in here. Well, how do you like my room? It doesn't seem fit for CBT. Our CBT sessions wouldn't be so comfy without the look of this room. Oh, that kind of CBT. I suppose my name being Dr. Crush didn't help your assumptions as well. Why, I am not one to commit such practices, but you do look like you need some CBT. Oh, no, I am serious. What is CBT, you ask? It is cognitive behavioral therapy. It is using logic-based strategies to help alleviate symptoms of poor mental health. Our problems come from irrational thoughts, but when grounding ourselves with logic and reason, it means we can live our lives better. We can't change how we feel towards situations. What matters is how we react to them. Some individuals are instantly reactive, and it's very hard to simply take a step back. Much easier said than done. It's all part of the human mind. To simplify, what we do is break down the issue and how we can solve them. Though my practices are a bit different from the usual CBT sessions, they're to make the patient feel as comfortable as they can during our session. What I do is add a little bit of ASMR into them, from head massages to ear rubbing. You name it, and odds are I either have the tool or capabilities for it. You're into that kind of stuff. Well, you have come to the right place. Don't mind my assistant here. She's just here to type down her session while I help you relax. She's really shy, so don't try and approach her, okay? Good. Now come lie down for me. Thank you kindly. You know, the best part of your day is you coming here. Albeit by accident. Because at least coming here is better than doing nothing about your mental health. It is very brave of you to seek out help. Not all of us have that strength inside us. Statistics indicate that 1 in every 10 individuals suffer through their life. If you excuse my French, I think the term is raw-dogging life. Naughty of me, but I do wish I could help those who are in need. As I was saying before my tangent, what is usual among these sessions is that we self-reflect on ourselves by noting the things that have happened. We can break each problem down one by one until we have the solution that will truly help. Now, give yourself time to think. What is causing how you feel at the moment? Yes, any negative emotions, stress, etc. If you can go deeper into that for me. Now, tell me, how have you been feeling lately? and what seems to be the cause of that feeling. I will add, I do not wish to hear, I'm feeling bad, and that's it. This is a safe space, and I assure you, I have many years of experience with CBT. Describe to me everything necessary for the situation. Yes. So the thoughts that you had were the cause of the main problem of that situation. That's okay. It is natural for us to overthink. However, I am sure that you will know, overthinking can lead to a spiraling effect, which is when you are void of any logic and reasoning. Giving time and effort into scenarios that will never come to be is where the unhealthiness of it all comes about. And with that unhealthiness, that leads to you sleeping less, having almost insomniatic tendencies, and more issues on top of that. Your emotions can start to decline, and thus it keeps going. You could continue to cause some irrational actions. You would become an agent of your own destruction. Oh dear. It's kind of a snowball effect in a way. Snowball or spiral, whatever you call it. Well, unfortunately, it's very possible that, as I said earlier, you showing up here is fantastic. It's very brave to do something like that, don't you think? As something is better than nothing, and that something could help you develop coping mechanisms that will improve your overall health. Is there anything else you would like to talk about? So you seem to have these thoughts before the situations, thinking that you will screw this up or that you won't get what you want. Ah, anxiety. I totally get where you are coming from. I would like to share with you that anxiety and depression come hand in hand, unfortunately. That might explain moments of misery and moments of paralysis. I was like you at one point, nervous and insecure of what others thought of me. That when I went outside, all eyes were on me. If I heard laughter, it was at my expense. Those were real thoughts and issues I truly faced. Let me tell you a story about myself. I had a friend that I was very close to. I'll be honest, I had a thing for her. We were both on opposite sides of the country. When she was online, she told me she was hanging out with others, which were outside of her usual friend group. I didn't know who she was with. She called me one of her best friends, so why wasn't she hanging out with me? I know this sounds extremely entitled now, but I wasn't mature enough to think like that at all. I had all of those irrational thoughts running through my head. Especially this thought. She was talking behind my back. She thinks I'm annoying. I confronted her with the question, but in response, she felt betrayed since I thought I couldn't fully trust her, one of my closest and dearest friends. She called me a wonderful friend to answer. But the question hurt her too much for me to keep being friends with her. I was devastated by the outcome. I guess what they say is true, that platonic breakups can hurt more than romantic breakups. Not that it is a competition. I know she doesn't care for me anymore, but I wonder how she's doing nowadays. I hope she's doing well. There is a saying that comes to mind. Mayhap, it will be familiar to you. Just because You lost me as a friend doesn't mean you gained me as an enemy. I'm bigger than that. I still want to see you eat, just not at my table. You see what can happen when such irrational thoughts are entertained. It is so easy to jump to such conclusions like this. We quickly think it is our fault. So how about we take my example and deconstruct it? Instead of a thought like, she thinks I'm annoying, how about we challenge that with reality? So instead, we should lay logical grounds as to why our former friend was ignoring us lately. They could have been busy with something else. Maybe she had work to do with that group. Maybe she was dealing with something serious and personal that mattered in the moment. Don't you see how much more logical that is? It's a way to ease negative thoughts and to replace them with logical, yet more positive ones. You don't even have to entirely believe what you counter the negative thoughts with, just that you respond to them in an appropriate manner. Now think to yourself, how can you change these thoughts into more positive ones? Speaking of positivity, positive affirmations are a great way to combat stress, anxiety, and depression. They can help people accept their reality and look at situations from a more rational perspective. My recommendation would be to say them to yourself or to write them down. For now, listen away and wrap them around your noodle. Repeat them to yourself and your mind for me. Does that sound like something you're capable of right now? Don't worry if you feel a bit foolish at first. You won't be my first patient to say that, and nor my last. Where was I? The affirmations, yes. I don't know what my purpose is. All that matters is that I live my best life. Learning from my mistakes and actions is how I grow. I am worthy. I don't need to be something I'm not. All that matters is that I am here. I am in the moment. I exist. I am enough. I am proud of myself and my achievements. I do my best, and my best is good enough. I have people who care for me. They can help me achieve my goals, and I can help them achieve their goals. I make a difference in the world by existing in it and trying to make it a better place in whatever way I can. I am somebody's favorite person. And last, but certainly not least, I am loved. Have you ever tried writing your days down in a journal? What you do is you write down the specifics of what is causing you your distress and why. Write down what you're feeling when you are writing, and then notice the points of irrational thinking in what you have written. Like we have done with our former friend. Change these thoughts with more healthy ones instead. Not only is this good for challenging these beliefs, but also because writing them down gives you a new perspective on them. If you don't think you will like it, try it for a few days and see how much you have changed. If it does not work for you, try something else that will help your cognition. I can't 100% guarantee that every method will succeed, but with what you have told me, there is no way that none of them will at least help a little. It seems unlikely. If you need further help with the journal concept, adding a third person into the story, so to speak, may help. Take a character from a movie or genre that inspires you or gives you determination. Apply your problem to them. How would they respond? How would they continue with these issues? Don't worry, I will leave you with documents to help practice this on your own at the end of the session. Do you have anything else to vent to me? No? Are you sure? Alright then. Well, that ends our first CBT session. Congratulations. So what we do after our CBT sessions is we review these problems and turn them into specific goals for you to do by next week. I know, it sounds like homework coming from me. But believe me when I say that this has helped a lot with my patients. So let's review what we went through. This situation that you're going through has caused a snowball effect and a downward spiral mentally. You have unfortunately been getting less sleep from overthinking, and you worry with very negative and bad thoughts, which is giving you anxiety. So set yourself some specific goals, like finding a job and succeeding at an interview, or studying for the next test so the next time you won't be as nervous, or using a sleep diary for a proper sleep schedule. Or another one, which I recommend to every patient, enjoy having off time. In this day and age, it's very common to have intrusive thoughts when you're enjoying yourself. You might say to yourself, I could be productive right now, but instead I'm doing this. No, your assignment is to enjoy yourself. Here's a paper for these goals so you can jot down what progress you have made. Self-CBT takes practice to get down until you feel like you are confident enough to say that you're in a comfortable state again. Since you are such a pleasure to be around, this session is on the house. I assure you it is. It really was a pleasure to have you. What did you think of the experience? You enjoyed it? That's great. Well, if you want to talk, here's my number, just in case. To send you off, I always give my patients a nice big hug before they leave. You did fantastic. You never know when someone needs a hug, but doing so will matter a lot to them, even if it's a small gesture on my part. Goodbye now. You have a good rest of your day. Until next time.